Hello and welcome to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike. I'm here with my favorite person in the entire world, the love of my life, my best friend, Lily Hines. Hi, Lily. And Grandma, of course. Lily's my dog, sorry, but she's the best person in the whole world. I love her more than I love Beyonce.
Ooh. Because she doesn't answer
isn't
back.
That a crazy thought? So, what's going on, Grandma?
Nothing much. Everything just having a nice, relaxing day. Weather has turned lovely.
Yeah, there's something going on. Do you think it's like the apocalypse?
Possibly, because they said two nice spring days, and then we're going to get some more cold days coming up.
I feel like it's like everybody's really happy that it's like 70 degrees out in February, but they're also like really pessimistic. Everybody's like, oh, like, but don't forget it's going to be like 30 degrees and raining tomorrow. Like, don't get your hopes up.
Right. Well, they also tell me that in March we're going to have some snow.
Yeah. I just feel like a nice day like today should just be enjoyed. Instead, everybody is just using it as an excuse to complain and being an annoying...
I don't know. It's a good day to go to the park.
New Yorker. Yeah.
But I'm sure everybody in New York is sitting outside having their lunch on benches today.
Yeah, but then they'll be like, oh, but don't worry, it'll be raining tomorrow. Like, can't we just sit in this one moment and enjoy...
Well, it would be nice if we could, but...
The fleeting sunshine and the fleeting happiness.
Well, you're right.
Let the seasonal depression commence tomorrow.
Well, after being in the house for like 2 months, it's nice to enjoy this day.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Well, it does tell you that the spring is coming.
Is it? Yes. I feel like it's never going to get here.
It will. Give it a month or 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'd say like five. I'd say by April.
I don't know about April 1st, Easter. I'm not sure about that.
It'll be freezing cold on Easter. I won't be able to wear my twirly yellow sundress.
You might. Let's hope that you can. Let's think positive.
Well.
So what have you been doing?
Nothing much, you know, keeping up with my reality TV. I really think that you should start to watch...
What?
Bravo.
Bravo?
You know, the Bravo channel?
Yeah, I don't know if I have it.
You definitely have it.
I do?
It's like a basic cable.
I'll have to look.
I feel like you would... I would really love to get your... unfiltered opinion on The Real Housewives of Atlanta as well as The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay. What was I watching? We watched it here once. They all hated one another.
Yeah, they all hate one another. It's entertainment in its purest form.
Okay. We'll try to get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's kind of like a group of, like, you know, when we talked about your group of friends and how you would go on trips and stuff and there's drama, it's like that, but everything is addressed. Like, if somebody is mad at somebody else and everybody knows it, but, like, nobody's talking about it because nobody wants to, like, be the first one to bring it up.
Right.
Like, on The Housewives... you have to bring it up or else you're not an entertaining person. So basically they're all like thinking like, oh, my job on this show, my role in the show's on the line. So if I don't, you know, bring forth the drama and the attitude and the unrealistic expectations on life, then I'm not going to win. It's all a game.
I guess so. Is it like the Kardashians?
No, it's way better than the Kardashians. The Kardashians, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm obsessed with the Kardashians. I always will be, even though they annoy the shit out of me. Mm. And all they do is sit there and eat salad in their contour and just talk about I don't even know what they talk about.
Their money.
What color they're going to dye their hair. Mm. Is gluten good for you or not? It's all boring, but I don't know why it's so addictive.
I never was, so I don't know.
I eat salad in my contour every single day. Nobody thinks it's entertaining but me.
Well, that's all right. For you, to your own self be true.
I mean, I'm basically a Kardashian. I work out. I get up. I work out with my trainer, myself. I drink a protein smoothie. They always have protein smoothies.
Okay.
I wear monotonous colors, monotone.
What's you do? That?
Sure. I love an all-black outfit.
Oh, okay. Everybody
I
does.
I love an all camel and all tan outfit and all gray. I love a gray outfit. I live for a gray outfit, and I feel like Kim loves gray outfits, too. Do you know what a gray outfit is?
Oh, somebody who wears the same color clothes all the time?
No, a gray outfit.
Oh, a gray outfit. Oh, okay.
I'm always chilling in a gray outfit, and I blend into this couch. So I'm basically one with the couch. I'm one with Kim Kardashian.
I'm in black.
Yeah. No, you too. You could be a Kardashian too, Grandma.
Of course.
Yeah, so I don't know. They just need to get their shit together, though. Like, they need to just
All of a sudden, you know, everybody used to do all the same things. Fashion conscious, color coordinated, but all of a sudden, it's all a big deal because it's on television and it's the Kardashians. That's what I think.
Yeah, like people have been wearing like monochromatic outfits.
Of course.
Since Jesus was born in a monochromatic outfit.
Mm-hmm.
His skin.
Yeah, but like I say, all of a sudden it's popular because they're doing it. But for years, everybody's been doing, you know.
I mean, I love
color coordinated, same color, whatever, you know. Fashion, designer clothes.
Yeah, designer clothes have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But Kardashians made it big. I don't know, because they went on television. We're going to go on television next.
I mean, who's hiring? Because we'd be perfect.
That's right.
Where can we apply?
I don't know. Maybe we can start our own.
They're an ad in the newspaper, because I will.
That's right. As I was telling you, you used to go get a job. You went in the help wanted ads of the newspaper. That's where we have to go back, to the newspapers.
Yeah, so I learned recently that when my grandma was, you know, starting off her career as a young, budding switch operator in Manhattan, they didn't have things like Indeed.com.
No, nope. Telephone with the switchboard where you
put
the plug in.
So tell the people, how did you apply to jobs?
Through the newspaper. You went in the newspaper and you went through, like, if you wanted office work or banking or whatever.
But, like, which section of the newspaper?
The classified ads.
So I only know, like,
classified
two
ads.
Sections.
You classified ads? You don't know? Classified.
Well, what does classified mean?
It means that's where the help wanted ads are.
Like, why is it called classified?
I don't know. Just
who are you classifying?
I guess the job market.
Interesting.
New jobs, whatever you want. And then you go down the line, you see what you want. I mean, you could be a office, they'd say a teller or, you know, finance, whatever you want. And then you circle it. They had the address, the telephone number. And you went down and you applied for the job.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot different then. A lot different. You'd go with everybody had the paper. In the morning, everybody had the paper on the anyone looking for a job would open up the paper in the morning on the train or wherever, circle what they wanted, either call up or go and see, you're interviewing, I'll be down. And you didn't have to get like a 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock. You went down and you knocked on the door. I went to apply in Macy's once for Christmas, and my God, there was a line. You have no idea. And I said, I'm not going to stay on this line. So I went to the telephone because I said, I'm not going to get a job today. So I was going to call my girlfriend up and we were going to go for lunch. And as I'm talking to her,
you always going for lunch, Grandma. The luncher from the beginning.
I know. Well, you know, you don't want to go for dinner. You have nothing to do in the afternoon. Your kids are in school. So you go for lunch.
Yeah, you don't want to become an alcoholic. So you go for lunch.
Yeah. So I called her up and she said to me, oh, I'll be there in a little while. What happened? And I explained to her. She says, where are you now? I said, I'm looking at JCPenney's. She says, well, why don't you go in and see if they want you for Christmas? And I did, and I got the job. And I stayed there 25 years. So of course, with promotions.
That's, like, so dramatic. How did they, you know, you just went in there and did your best the Christmas season, and they were like, this is it.
Yeah,
this
and is then the managers check you. You know, they watch you as you work during Christmas. And they put in if they want to say, I would like to recommend that this girl, she wants to stay on for after Christmas. I want her to work in my department.
What do you think was so charming about your sales abilities?
I don't know. I guess I'm pretty personable with the customers. I know how to get a conversation out of them. I know how to joke with them. I was in the men's department in the beginning. Somebody came in, he wanted a union suit. And he thought I didn't know what a union suit was. Well, a union suit used to be long underwear with a trapdoor in the back.
Well, a trapdoor for what?
For doing whatever you have to do in the back. What do you think it is?
That's inappropriate.
No, it isn't. That's what men who were cold, who, you know, needed a warm...
poor cold men.
Well, you know, they were working outside, and, you know, then all of a sudden they got all the stylish insulated...
So stylish trapdoors?
No, now they don't have... I don't even know if you can get it that anymore.
They pimped them out.
Now they have just regular, you know... I guess they still have thermal underwear. You know, but not the same.
Mm.
But anyway...
So do you think that... you were better at selling to men than to women?
No, because then I got transferred after Christmas season, I got transferred into the junior department, the young juniors.
Oh, they didn't like you. They didn't like you flirting with the men all the time?
No, they didn't need any help there. They had enough, and they just... It was good because I got to be a merchandising assistant and, you know, got my hours that I liked. You know, I worked up until I got to be a personnel...
Did
specialist.
Anybody ever ask you out when you were selling them union jackets and trapdoors?
No.
No?
No. No. You were there to work.
Yeah, but that's how you really get the sale going. You compliment.
I know, but I was a married woman.
Oh, so just.
Ugh. I had my ring on.
Well, you know, they don't. A lot of men pretend they don't see the ring.
Yeah, but a lot of the men in the men's department, it's not the young men's department, it's the men's department. They see I was young, and they just want you to be nice to them. You know, they don't.
They're just
not everybody's.
Friends.
Not everybody's out after your body. They just, you know, want to be friends.
Yeah.
Want to have a nice conversation with you. Want to laugh a little bit. While they're shopping.
Yeah. Get the laughs going.
Yeah, you know.
Basically a regular old stand-up comedian.
Well, Rebecca, you know me. I talk to everybody.
This is true. You will talk to a brick wall.
That's right. And you know what? The brick wall will answer me.
Is that the brick wall's doing, or is that your own mind?
That's my own mind telling me. But no, I don't have any problem making friends.
Of course not. You're just a regular old chatty Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been keeping up with the Olympics?
A little bit. A little bit. I get so tired of them, like when they go skiing and they go... I don't understand how they go skiing and they go up the hill and they do twists in the air and they come down and they land on the skis. I would land on my bottom.
Yeah, well, you see, like, I could have been an Olympic skier. Everybody knows I'm really great balance. I never fall.
Okay.
I'm very graceful. If I could only just get out of the pizza position. See, if they had, like, a pizza skiing competition, I would win.
What is a pizza competition?
So, like, when you're learning to ski.
Yeah, you do a pizza and you stop.
Yeah, you do a pizza, like, with your toes pointed towards each other.
Yeah.
You're only supposed to do that for, like, you know, when you're first learning how to ski. So I learned how to ski when I was 8, and I was supposed to stop doing that, but I just never did.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, like, slow and steady wins the race.
I know.
And I never fall. And I'm very graceful.
Ooh,
but I'm in a pizza position.
Yeah.
But if there was a pizza...
competition.
Skiing, like, pizza skiing. Or skiing pizza. What would it be called?
Pizza competition.
The pizza comp. Like, I would win. I would be the all-around champion.
I think you better try
champion.
Another skill. Because I don't think they have that. They
but,
have...
you know, it's the thing now. People who are not good... at sports are they're making it to the Olympics. Like, have you heard of this girl? I forget her name.
Where is she from?
Elizabeth Swanee. Have you heard of her?
Where is she from?
Okay, so this girl, Elizabeth, woman, she's like old. She's like 33, which is like a little old to be like an Olympic skier, but
there was one that was 37.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she's from America, but her dad, I think, is from Hungary, so she like was allowed to be a part of Hungary's Olympic team, and she is like a terrible skier, like terrible, and she's in the one where it's, like, you know, the pike? Like, where they go down and supposed to do tricks and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
She's on that. That's her sport. Mm-hmm. And she just goes, and she goes very slowly down the hill, and then you're supposed to, like, come up the other side. And she goes, and then she turns, and that's all she's doing. She's just going down and up the half pike. No tricks, no nothing. But they don't have any good skiers in Hungary, so she was able to qualify. But there's all these Olympic athletes doing all these tricks and turns and flipping in the air. And she's just...
Did she win any gold medals?
No, she came in last place. But, like, how annoying is that? Like, she's crazy. Like, that's not normal.
Well, if they got her going, she feels like she's in competition. But she's not going to win if that's all she's doing.
Yeah, obviously, she just wants to be famous or something. Like, she was in the Olympics before for something else. Now I forget what it was. But she was in the Olympics before for something else, going for Venezuela, because her mom is from Venezuela.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was able to qualify for some sport in Venezuela.
Right.
Venezuela. And she obviously came in last place. And she ran for governor when she was 19 against Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, what is wrong with this girl?
She wants to accomplish something and she doesn't know why.
She just wants to be famous. She was on the Today Show this morning and they were just like, Savannah was like, so you do realize, like, basically telling her she's crazy, and she's like, no, actually, like, I'm really good, and, like, there was a lot of things I just didn't get to do because I just, like, got nervous, and I didn't get to do, like, the 720 turn I was supposed to do. Like,
well,
bitch, there was no turn that was going to be had. Like, you were, like, skiing Miss Daisy.
Well, you know, gotta say, she's got a lot of guts.
Seriously, like, I mean, I appreciate the hustle.
Yeah.
I mean, why doesn't she just get, like, Instagram famous and sell FabFit Fun boxes? Like, why are you pushing yourself? You went all the way to South Korea. You embarrassed yourself. Everybody hates you now.
But she doesn't feel like she's embarrassed. She feels
she's either really crazy, like something's mentally wrong with her, or she knows exactly what she's doing and she just wants to be famous.
She knows what she's doing, because let me tell you something, you or I are not on a Today Show. She is. She's getting herself exposed.
Yes, but there's so many other ways to just randomly be famous. Like, what about a sex tape? Black China just released a sex tape.
Well, she doesn't want to do that. She wants to do it this way. And she's accomplishing what she wants. She's on television. You're talking about her. Other people are probably talking about her. She's out there. You know, no one's talking about me. No one's talking about you.
There should be.
Well, maybe.
Sorry, I'm not willing to exploit my pizza skiing skills.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She is. She's willing to put herself out there. And whatever she wants to accomplish, she seems to be accomplishing because people are talking about her. And yesterday, maybe nobody knew her.
Okay, fine. Fair enough, Elizabeth Swanee.
Yeah, I mean.
But.
Maybe she's looking for her husband.
Will they. Looking for a husband.
Yeah, maybe.
You think that she's going to get a husband from this?
I have no idea
where
she's going.
Those skiing skills are not seductive. It's not.
Yeah, but skiing. But now you say she's on TV. Maybe somebody
was on the Today Show.
Maybe somebody will call up and say, would you like to do a commercial? And she'll be like that one on, what was the name? That show, what's her name? The one who does all the, Prudential. What's her name? I forgot it. That girl. She's not pretty. She's all over the place. For years we've been watching her.
You mean...
What's her name? I forgot her name. I can't remember her
Floyd?
Name. Florence? Her name's not Florence.
Flo.
It's a Flo. Yeah, she's all over the place. She's making a million bucks.
Okay, that's different. She's an actress. And she, like, auditioned for that role and, like, got it because she's, like...
How do we know how she got it?
Because it's a commercial.
I know. We don't know how she started on the commercial. We don't know how the man said, come on over here. I want to show you how to...
No, because it's just a commercial. Like, she just went for auditions, probably had an agent, and they just got
the
commercial.
Well, maybe this one is going to get... Maybe that's what Elizabeth is looking for.
Okay, I need to find out... I'm pausing this so I can find out what other sports she did.
How'd you do on that?
Okay, we found out that it was skeleton. And she did it for Venezuela when she was 19.
And then why did she come in?
I don't know. I don't want to read this whole article.
All right.
But basically she's crazy.
Basically she's looking for exposure.
Yeah. Do you think that's okay?
I don't know what she's looking for, honey.
I want to be famous. But I don't think I'm going to be in the Olympics.
Ugh.
Oh, well. Elizabeth Swanee, we would love to have you on this podcast. We have lots of questions for you. I mean, yeah, I have a lot of questions about, like, the Olympic Village, too. So she would be great to have on
there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like, what do they eat? Is it, like, a camp? Like, what I imagine it to be like is, like, a really clean, like, modern-looking camp.
Like with bunk beds?
No, I imagine they have their own rooms, but, like...
Do you think?
Yeah, because, like, you know, it's the most highest... Greatest games in all the land.
I don't know.
I
like the figure skating.
Yeah. Me too. I used to want to be an ice skater, and you know, like, I almost made it to the Olympics, but... Just didn't cut it. The year, you know, I tried. Remember?
No, I don't remember. But
yeah, I almost made it to the Olympics.
Did you? Good for you. Doing figure skating?
Yes.
Okay. Single?
Yes, of course.
Dan, what music would you skate to?
Oh,
some of that music is so pretty.
Oh, gee. I don't know. I really, like, dabbled in, like, some Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, really what got my triple axles really up there.
Well, now all the skaters are using feathers on their gloves that have feathers. I don't know why.
They are?
Yeah.
I haven't been watching. You know, I'm just kidding. I didn't actually make it to the Olympics.
No kidding.
But, yeah, I mean, I used to think I was going to be an ice skater, and I was really going to make it to the Olympics. Like, I used to, like, ice skate on the floor, and I was, like, fabulous.
Well, I always wanted to ice skate, but I never accomplished it much. Can barely stay up on them. But that's our dreams.
Well, yeah. On a lighter note, do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in ghosts? It's a very funny thing that you asked me that. Because when Poppy passed away, I swear I saw him in the room with me.
You probably did.
And the other night, and this is very recent, when I had my, because I had the plastic surgery, you know, what was removed and then had to, I felt someone else's finger caressing my cheek.
Were you on Percocets?
No, I was laying in bed, and I was like this, and then all of a sudden I felt somebody else's finger on me, caressing it. And I said, what the heck? And I swear it was Poppy.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know. If it was your, does your imagination go that way, that you honestly can feel him? I also have heard him call my name. Which is very strange, because I know he's not there.
No, I mean, I think that, like, people really, like, do come back when they feel like they want to. Like, when they feel like they need to.
I think you're right.
But, like, there needs to be, like, a really strong, like, desire to.
I guess so, because he was there. Somebody was there caressing my cheek.
I mean, I don't know. I had, like, really scary ghost experience last two nights.
Really? What was it?
So, let me just preface this by saying, I know there's a ghost that lives in my room. There always has been. Ever far back I can remember, every single night, I hear the same knock on the wall. Like, where the back of my bed is. Like, where mm-hmm. I lay my head. On that wall, I hear a knock like that, like, mm-hmm. just like that.
Right. It's not your head knocking up against the headboard, is it?
No, I'm just laying there. I'm not moving. And I swear, I used to think maybe there's a mouse in the wall or something stuck, some animal stuck in the wall or something, because, like, that can happen.
Right.
And I just came to terms with the fact that it's a ghost. And, like, I don't know if it's a good or bad ghost.
So you don't want to say come in?
No, I don't want to, like, speak to it because I don't want to, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's probably hearing me now and knows to, like, mess with me now. But then two nights ago, in the middle of the night, I'm woken up by the sound of this music box that's on my dresser. Ooh. It was closed, and, like, it turns on when you open it, mm-hmm. and when it's wound up.
Right.
So you have to wind it up, and you have to open it for it to start playing music. Mm-hmm. It just was closed. I haven't touched it. Like, I don't touch that thing. Why would I ever touch that? Put on a music box. Who needs music boxes anymore? And it just, all of a sudden, it starts playing, but, like, way louder than I remember it sounding, and, like, way, way staticky. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, completely freaked out. And I know I wasn't dreaming. I was definitely sleeping. So that was really scary. And then last night, it happened again. I was woken up in the middle of the night to the same exact thing happening. The music box was closed, not wound up. Starts playing music, really staticky, really loud. And I know I wasn't sleeping because after that I closed it, I went to pee. And then I went back to sleep. But, like, it was really scary.
That would be scary, yeah. I wouldn't think I don't know if I like that.
And if it happens again tonight, that's when I know it's, like, poltergeist is coming for me.
They come more, well. Make sure you have your pajamas on.
That's true. So I don't know what it is.
Well, what do you do before you go to bed? Do you have a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Or milk?
I usually have tea. Mm-hmm. And I watch Bravo.
Okay, nothing scary.
Or Friends. No. Mm. I would never watch anything scary before I go to bed. Because I am, like, a really naturally afraid person.
Oh, that's not good.
I know, but I don't know what to do about it.
Hmm. I don't know. I never had that experience. I wouldn't know.
So, if anybody out there can tell me what this means,
get back to us.
Please email us at greatmindsdrinkalikepodcast@gmail.com. So, I don't know. Try to figure that out. Maybe I'll have Lily sleep with me. So
that's a good
she
idea.
Can scare off the ghost. Because she's is so she, scary.
She would bark at a ghost if she saw if she heard a ghost.
Yeah, she would. Anyway, so I feel like the people have been asking for some tips from you, Grandma.
Okay.
We have some questions.
Okay.
So we want to know some, like, beauty tips. Can you give us any tips on skin, hair, makeup, nails, anything that you really just stand by for, like, 40 years that's going to make me beautiful?
Well, you know you have to use moisturizer. And you have to take off your makeup at night. You cannot sleep with your makeup on, not even one night, because you wake up very wrinkly the next day and very...
What is it? Yeah, what do you think? Like, do you think wrinkles, pimples? Like, what happens with
I never had really many pimples, so I don't know anything about pimples. I know about using, washing your face with taking your makeup off at night, moisturizing. Once a month, you should really do a facial scrub. You feel great when it's finished. You feel nice and clean. Everything is good.
Once a month, I heard like once a week you should do
it. Well, I don't do it because I have dry skin, so I wouldn't want to do it once a week. I mean, maybe once a month, maybe every 3 weeks, whatever. You know, when you feel like you're in the mood for it to clean it, you know. And like I say, you have to, you kind of have to be faithful. And in the morning, you have to take a wash rag. Clean your eyes a little because you know how they get sticky sometimes at night. And then you have to just put your moisturizer, cold water on your face, cold water, splash it on, no soap, just splash on the cold water. And then you put your moisturizer on in the morning. Never go out without sunscreen.
Back up. You're not washing your face in the morning, you're only putting on cold water?
Yep, I don't wash my face in the morning.
Why?
I don't know why, because it gets, when you use the soap, even if I use Dove, my face gets too dry.
So you only wash your face once a day, or you never wash your face?
I do the makeup remover, and then I use Clinique, it's kind of like a clarifier. You know, after you take your makeup off, then you take a piece of cotton and do the clarifier, and you can see the... Even though you think you have all your makeup off, some of it comes off on the cotton. Sometimes, no.
Okay.
So,
why don't you just, like, wash your face?
Because I just told you that it gets too stiff, gets too dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I have dry skin, so even if I use Dove, you can feel that it gets very tight.
Interesting. I mean, I feel like I have dry skin, too, but I feel like I definitely need a good scrub.
Oh. Well, you know, I guess it's different, you know. I don't know what I... When I was as young as you, I don't know what I did. I just now know what I do, you know. And you know what's good? I have to be honest with you. Cucumbers at night on your eyelids. It's very refreshing, and it keeps the...
All night?
No, just for, you know, half an hour. It keeps the...
The puffiness,
you know,
eye puffiness.
Yeah, get puffiness. And sometimes it gets dark underneath. It keeps the puffiness away, which is it's very good.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that at night, though. I feel like I'd do that in the morning for, like, a refreshing morning boost.
I don't have that time in the morning to sit there with cucumbers on my eyes. I haven't been.
Why not?
I don't know. You know,
you seem to live a nice, leisurely...
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you're busy.
A life of leisure. a wardrobe of leisure.
Yeah, well, you have coffee, you have your breakfast, you listen to the news, you listen to maybe your CD book for a while. You know, you.
Oh, that seems like you could have the cucumbers on your eyes the whole time.
I do it at night because it's supposed to be refreshing at night to relax them during the evening.
I don't want to refresh at night. I want to relax. Like, in the morning, I need a refresh.
Try it at night.
I need a...
Are you asking me about my advice? Are you telling me?
Six shots of espresso. I need a lot of boosting. I need Jesus. I need cucumbers. I need everything.
The cucumbers at night keep your eyes relaxed. You know when you're sleeping, you know when you go to sleep and you sleep all night, you wake up sometimes and your eyes like a funny?
No, I'm perfect.
Well, but sometimes people have puffy eyes. If you do the cucumbers, you don't.
You know what I've done? If you put spoons in the freezer and then you take them out and you put them under your eyes.
Under your eyes?
Yeah, and over. They take down the puffiness.
Well, is it
really
cucumbers
real
are nice and cold?
I guess it's the cold thing.
Yeah, it's the cold.
I also like love those like things under eye
what?
Patches.
I don't know what they are.
Like, basically does the same thing as the cucumber to do.
What is it?
They're like these.
What are they called?
Pads you put under your eye and you just leave them there, and they're supposed to, like, it has like collagen in them and like all vitamin E and all this crap that's supposed
well,
to
well it's all the same stuff then. Cucumbers
yeah.
has the vitamins, it's the patches, they put the artificial whatever.
Yeah, but I always feel like the patches and stuff, it's just they have shit in there that's just gonna work better. Like,
try the cucumber.
Alright.
Try
but, like a cold one, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not like a warm one.
No, you don't cook it. Not a mushy one.
Yeah, it's cold. Or like even just like good old-fashioned ice, I feel like, would work.
No, you can give a frozen omelet then.
You might not be able to open your eye. Do you know that, like, you could get your contacts could, like, freeze to your eyeball if you're, like, cold?
Uh-uh.
I remember once in high school, my history teacher told my class that. And I, ever since then, I'm, like, always afraid to be in the cold with my contacts on.
You have a lot of hang-ups there, girl.
I know, I have a lot of, I'm basically just everything, isn't it?
No, moisturizer.
Okay, then my eyes won't freeze.
Well, I don't know about freezing your eyeballs.
What about your nails, Grandma? They're always so snazzy.
Well, I make sure I'm faithful with every three weeks, going to get a new manicure.
So what do you get? Is that acrylics with the gel?
No, it's no acrylics. It's just the gel.
That's your real nail?
Yeah. My nail's underneath, and then they put the gel on top.
So
it's
no,
not gel nail polish. It's gel. It's gel filling, and then they put the gel nail polish on. It's a filling.
Oh, so it's like a thick kind of layer
right.
to make your nail hard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they put the gel nail polish on top.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I've gotten...
I know the gel nail polish doesn't work as well as the gel filling.
Yeah, I just do regular gel nail polish. I mean, it lasts for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, this lasts about... Yeah. You know, I'll go 3 weeks.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not balling like you. I'm balling on a budget. How much does your nails cost?
Well, the filling in, $45.
Oh, see, mine are $25.
Well, if you just had a regular manicure, it's only $7.
Yeah, but that ships in, like, 2 days.
How about a day?
Yeah, I don't...
No, these are nice and hard, and I don't know. I like how they look. They always look pretty good.
They do. You always. I remember once you had that teal blue that really got the people going. They loved it.
It's so pretty.
They loved it.
I've had that. I've had yellow.
Yellow? That's. I used to get my nails yellow all the time because yellow is
when
my
I go to
color.
Florida, I usually wear the turquoise.
Yeah, oh, that's good. The ladies down there probably love it. Oh, I love the turquoise nail polish, buddy.
Right. I match the water. And hair, I don't do much to my hair. Wash and condition it. I don't use a hair dryer too much. Just 1, 2, 3.
Any product?
Just No, right now I'm using Pantene color conditioner and shampoo and conditioner. And that's about it. I mean, sometimes I use the that oil. What is it? The Morocco oil.
I love the Morocco oil.
Sometimes I use that. But
I love the argan oil too.
Now the lady in the beauty parlor, which I don't believe her, but she told me to get mousse sometimes. It makes your hair fuller. But I don't feel like I need to have fuller hair.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, you have a lot of hair, which is good, you know?
Yeah, but
at your age, a lot of people are balding.
I know. Thank God I'm not.
Yeah, thank God for that.
But, and what else we have? Oh, good point. Now in the winter, you Vaseline your feet.
Oh,
and I put white socks on.
I use Aquaphor.
But you gotta put socks on with it.
Yeah. Otherwise, like Aquaphor is better because it has more, like, I don't know. I feel like it has more crap in it.
Yeah, well, Vaseline is cheaper.
Is it?
I think so.
Probably. Aquaphor is, like, you know, to heal, like, wounds and stuff.
And that's years ago when before people even knew about Aquaphor.
Oh, really?
All they had was Aquaphor, Vaseline.
Sometimes I put Aquaphor on, around my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel like it's a good eye cream.
Well,
I mean, when you have a lot of time for it to absorb because it's really sticky and annoying.
Yeah, well, I mean, to wear socks and Vaseline too, but still it works. You know, not sexy, but, you know, it works.
I mean, yeah. Also, the people want to know if you have any fitness advice. How do you stay looking so fit, Grandma?
You walk.
Walking, that's it.
Walking is the best exercise. I mean, I was young. I went to the aerobics. I went to the step dancing. I did all that stuff. Now, sometimes I go on my stationary bike, not all the time, but walking, just walking.
That's it. How fast?
Not fast. At 77, I'm not going to walk too fast. But just as a regular pace, just walking the distance, even if it's 20 minutes a day.
This is why you should get a dog. Because
I did have a dog, and I did walk the dog twice a day.
I know, but a new dog.
I know. I think about it. But then I think that when I want to go on vacation, I would feel bad about where would I put the dog.
I would watch the dog.
I know. You say that now until you get a job.
Okay, but even if I had a job, like, we take care of Lily and Bernardo.
There's more than one person in this house. When you want
okay,
person,
yeah, but we would all help the dog.
Yeah. Well, someday maybe. I keep thinking of it, but I just haven't done it yet.
Just one. Lily needs a friend. She's so lonely.
I know.
You need lonely.
And you have to remember, she doesn't hate dogs. She doesn't allow dogs in her house.
Well, she's not the one who's getting the dog. You're the one who's getting the dog.
I remember when I go to Montauk.
You can't bring the dog. That's mm-mm. Mean.
No, it's her rules. She doesn't let anybody's dog in.
I know.
Not just mine.
Lily's dying to go to the Montauk house.
Why, you know, whatever, maybe they're allergic or whatever. I'm not sure why.
So just walking. How do you eat? Do you, you know, you
how
keep
do I
a healthy
eat?
Diet? Do you
I try the best
to eat
I can.
Your vegetables.
Yeah, I do the best I can with that. I'm not as faithful as I probably should be. I do eat, you know, use the grains. I do
use the grains.
You know, well, whole grain.
Don't
you know.
Forget to use your grains.
And I do use chicken a lot. I love chicken. I can have chicken every day of the week. But I do throw some beef in there, naturally, but, you know, but...
Got beef.
I don't do as much fish as I should, probably.
Mm.
But that's only because I don't get to the store to buy it fresh.
Yeah, I don't do the meat. I don't eat the meat. It scares me.
Well, you know,
I've really recently been trying to stick to this vegan diet, you know?
Well, that's good for
only
you.
Only vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And avocados.
I often think I would be able to do that. I would be able to stick to it because I like a lot of the vegetables.
Yeah, it's like, I love vegetables, so I don't think it's that hard.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, hard when you go out to eat. Yeah. But...
Well, I try to keep a, you know, I don't eat eggs every day. You know, you try to plan what you're going to eat in the morning and salads in the afternoon. Sometimes a
salads
sandwich.
And contour, just like the Kardashians.
Yeah,
see, you're a Kardashian too.
I told you I was. I'm just not on TV.
You do your eye cream, your skin regimen, just like the Kardashians.
I just don't have their money.
We're going to be rich. This podcast is going to make us rich.
All right. Woo! I'm ready.
Me too. I'm so ready to be rich. Like, I have so many things I need to do.
What?
Like, I want to go to, like, the Pacific Islands.
Yeah, you know, I like any island. I like Aruba. I like St. Martin's. I like St. Lucie.
St. Lucia.
St. Lucia.
St. Lucia.
I like that. You know, I'm happy sitting underneath the hut, reading a book, listening to the water. The
same.
Waves.
I just want to be on a beach right now with a pina colada. I don't really like pina coladas that much. I'm lying. I would probably have...
A rum drink.
I'm not so much a fan of rum.
Well, what would you have? Tequila.
Yeah, maybe a margarita, probably. I like a margarita. Especially a spicy one.
Well, we can go there. We can go on a vacation someplace in the crew on a, because I can't seem to get anybody wanting to go on an island anymore.
I want to go! You never asked me!
I didn't know you wanted to go.
Grandma, I always want to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
I like belong on vacation. I am my best self when I am on vacation, wherever it is. It could be up the block, it could be 20 miles down the road, and it can be around the world. I'm my best self.
Right.
Because I am my best self when I'm in luxury.
You want to go visit Brooke then? Well, next time you come, we go to Florida.
Yes, okay. I love Florida, but I need to go to, like, the islands. I need to go to France.
I've never been to France. One place I've never been.
I've been
Paris
to France.
I haven't been to Paris.
We should go to Paris.
Mm-hmm. See what happens. What the future brings us.
Patty. Right. I want to go on a wine tour in France. One day.
One day you will have everything, honey. At your fingertips.
Sometimes I just think about how, like, I was in Paris once for, like, 4 days and, like, how much I just belong there. Like, I really truly felt like I was at home there.
Mm. How come you didn't go visit Devon when she was there then?
I don't know. I should have.
Yeah. I should have went to Australia when my sister-in-law was in Australia.
Your sister-in-law was in Australia?
Aunt Barbara and Uncle Vinny lived in Australia for a couple of years.
Yeah, you should have gone to Australia. We got to take what life gives us.
Mm.
We've got to take hold, you know?
I know. Well.
And ride the rodeo.
I'm not complaining. I did a lot. I'm not complaining with my life at all. But, I mean, there are things
it's not over.
Yeah,
there's still adventures to be had.
Yeah, but I mean, I could have went to Australia. It would have been, you know, she would have showed me the world.
You can still go to Australia.
But she's not there. I mean, I would have went and she was there. And she had friends that were there that I met that were lovely. He passed away now. But still, it was, I missed the opportunity to go there. But I mean, not that I'm complaining. I went a lot of places. But at that time, I had young... You know, kids home, going to college, getting married. You know, there was a lot of expenses.
Yeah, now you're free.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm free.
You got that pension money.
Yep, now I'm free to do whatever I want. Now you just need the person to do it with.
I will go anywhere.
Okay. Yep.
And as long as I can bring Lily.
Yeah, that's another thing.
She's my emotional support human.
A lot of people, a lot of... places don't allow the dogs.
But I can register as my emotional support
Oh, that's right. She needs a vest.
Pet.
She needs a vest.
Not like...
Don't they need a vest?
That was on the news recently that somebody brought that bird on the plane. What's that bird? It was a peacock or something.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of dogs on the airplane lately.
On the aeroplane.
Yeah, and then they're like they're not even in the cargo section.
No, that's because they're emotional support pets. Mm.
I guess.
Oh, the daylight is slipping away.
What other thing do we have today, Evan?
Oh, just, you know, the fitness advice. But, you know, you really just walk.
That's about what I
just
do now.
Just walk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I walk on the beach, I walk home. I mean, it's only 20 minutes I walk, 20, 25 minutes.
All right.
It's not like some people do 2 hours.
Should put my hour and a half workouts aside and just walk?
No. I mean, I'm thinking of maybe going for, Joanne said that they have this, water aerobics in the Eisenhower Park.
You should do the water aerobics.
So I was thinking of maybe doing that. We'll see. We'll see. You know, the hardest thing is to get there.
Take an Ubie.
Ubie, Ubie, Ubie. But anyway, we'll see.
All right, well, I think it's about time to wrap up this pod.
Okay. Well, we did a lot. We did.
We're coming up on 52 minutes.
Wow.
I know.
That's
time
good.
Flies when you're having
fun.
A blast.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just talking and getting it out there.
Yeah. So, any last words?
No, have a good day. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
Better days are coming.
Enjoy the weather.
And we sign off always with happy trails to you.
Happy trails to everybody.
I say happy trails to you too. You know, you're better.